Welcome aboard the Friendly Skies. I'm your pilot, host, Erin Port, and I have travel tips a mile high. So over the next two episodes, we'll be soaring through a world of savvy strategies, insider secrets, and practical pointers to make your next adventure smoother, stress-free, and even more enjoyable. So buckle up, relax, and get ready to navigate the Friendly Skies like a pro. Hey friends, I'm your host, Erin Port, and welcome to the Simple Purposeful Living Podcast. Life can be overwhelming and busy, so once a week, I invite you to join me, and together we will make simple tweaks to uncomplicate the hard parts of our life so we can spend more time doing what we love. You don't have to overhaul your life to love it, so let's get started. Many of us are thinking about travel with spring break on the horizon. Whether it's a car trip to grandma's, a cross-state road trip, or you're flying off with your crew, there's a lot to consider for mom when it's time to travel. For many, a vacation is more of a business trip for mom. What will the itinerary look like? What should you pack? What's the best way to pack for this trip? What will we do when we arrive? And what will we eat? Because people still want to eat on vacation. Now, before we get into the nitty-gritty of the travel FAQ, I want to start with a bit of encouragement when it comes to travel, because it can be a lot of work. No doubt about that. But the fun thing about travel is you get to enjoy it in three ways, and you might not have considered this. I shared this with my friend Sammy before a recent trip, and she said that was so encouraging to her that I thought I'd share it with you. First, phase that you get to enjoy about a vacation is the anticipation. There's excitement and joy when you decide to take any trip. You get to dream and plan as a family and anticipate all the fun you will have. The next phase that you get to enjoy is the actual experience of the trip. One of my favorite vacation days is the very first day because it's just so exciting. There's so much anticipation and excitement about what you've planned. It's just so fun. And then, as sad as it is to come home, joy can be found in the memories of the vacation. Things that went wonky suddenly don't feel so bad. They just feel kind of funny. I still recall with a smile our trip to Australia when Solon was 2 and Vera was 5 months old. We laugh about the crazy things that went sideways, like a too bulky double stroller that we should have just left behind. So whatever trip you take, I hope you relish each phase of joy and excitement that vacation can bring. While I will be covering many frequently asked questions, we are launching our first digital course today. Many of you have been asking for this, and I wanted to honor you in a way that honored both your time and your money. So we are launching Simplify This in 20-ish Minutes. There will be dedicated episodes, courses for you to simplify specific areas of your life. And in this first Simplify This in 20-ish Minutes, you guessed it, it's all about simplifying the packing and traveling department. It comes with an audio guide that, you guessed it, is 20-ish minutes long, plus a full PDF ebook that will walk you through all the necessities, everything I talk about in the audio guide, my favorite resources, other tips. It's going to be chock full of resources to help you simplify the packing and traveling process. We aim to help you simplify the prep so you can enjoy the vacation. And the link will be in our show notes, but you can also go to simplepurposefulliving.com/travel. You'll be able to download the travel checklist for free, and then we'll be prompted to purchase the Simplify This in 20-ish Minutes track course at the best price possible. If you are taking a car trip this spring break or coming up, I shared my best road trip tips in episode 7 of the podcast, so I will link that in the show notes as well. The most questions were asked about international travel and air travel, so that's where we're going to spend most of our time today. But there's lots of good tips packed into that episode 7, and in our free digital checklist, there's also some travel tips and games, and even the license plate game printable. So again, go to simplepurposefulliving.com/travel to get that today. Okay, now let's dive into 10 of your frequently asked questions. I went to Instagram, as I often do, and asked what kind of questions you had about travel. And the first one you asked is a good one. Do you have trusted websites you trust for information? It is so easy to be overwhelmed by Google. So that's a great one. So number one, my go-to is TripAdvisor. It is both run by authorities on the travel space, but then it's also crowdsourced by people and members where they share their real world experience. So I love it. I'll check out whether the top 10 places to visit in this location, but then also read all of the reviews and kind of see what they're saying about it. Another resource that's been around for a really long time is Rick Steves. He has a show, he has a website, he also has books with itineraries and guides that are super duper helpful. This is what I used back in the day when I was student teaching in Rome. We stayed at the coolest nunnery, yes, where nuns live, but they open it up to young women to stay, so it was super safe. We would have never found that had we not looked at the Rick Steves guide. So highly recommend TripAdvisor and Rick Steves. I also am a crowdsourcer by nature, so I ask friends and family who've been there. Even all of you online, I'll ask, like, okay, what's the best place to do this? You can even search a hashtag for a place you're going. So, like, hashtag Charleston, South Carolina, and see what people are posting and different places that they're enjoying. I have a couple of itineraries on my website for this purpose. So if you follow somebody online and they've been where you've been, you could reach out in a DM and ask them. They might have, like me, a blog or an article on their website sharing their best of. So I have one on Waco, the Minnesota North Shore, Anna Maria Island, New Smyrna Beach, lots of fun places that I've shared on my blog. Okay, and the other thing I'd recommend that we used last summer is to seek the professional help of a travel agent. So there's ones for Disney, there's ones for domestic travel. They're still alive and well and doing a really good job of helping simplify the planning process. If that's not a favorite of yours, that is a great option to outsource. They don't cost you any money, right? They're getting a kickback from the places that they're booking. And again, they'll ask you your budget. They'll keep that in mind. But we used one for our European and Australian trips, and I highly recommend it. They were able to help us navigate a large family for Europe, which is unusual. So they're able to find us places to stay and our any transportation that we needed. And they literally printed it all out for us so that I could just follow it day by day. Now, of course, I picked our own dinner reservations. And when we got there, the other thing I'd suggest is asking the concierge or the front desk people, like, hey, where's your favorite place to eat? Or what would you recommend seeing while we're here? Because they have the insider scoop. And I love figuring that out. So that's just another hot tip too. Okay, I thought this was a good question. How do you overcome the unknowns of traveling to new places in other countries? I'll be honest, I still get a little nervous. I'm the mom of four kids, and when we travel as a family, like, I feel it's our responsibility to keep our kids safe. So there is always just a little bit of, like, I'm a type A, I want everything to work out. There is a little bit of, like, you have to be flexible. You have to anticipate the unknown, but the more that you do it, the easier it gets. And again, you know, seeking professional help from a travel agent where they can anticipate all the needs that you have. So do your research and have an itinerary you feel comfortable with. The other thing you could do is book a guided tour. Cruises are great for this because they have specific destinations and they have organized excursions. We've used a travel agent that specializes in cruises in the past. I highly recommend seeking outside professional help. But that really helps you feel more comfortable and secure when you're either working with a travel agent or book a guided tour or go on something that's a little more organized, then you don't have to feel all the stress and nuance of a new place on your own. My in-laws love Viking river cruises. My mom loves to go on these antiquing trips. Like, it takes all the guesswork out of it because you're not planning all of it on your own. So that's my two cents on that. But again, the more you do something, right? I tell my kids, any time that we do anything for the first time, it's the scariest. And once you do it once, it gets a little bit easier. So I always remind myself that as well. Are you overwhelmed about the thought of what to pack, what suitcase to bring, trying not to overpack, but you don't want to forget anything? Let me help you. Download our free travel planner, including itinerary printables, errand road trip packing checklists, card game ideas, and more. And did I mention it's free? Grab yours today at www.simplepurposefulliving.com/travel and simplify the packing and traveling process so you can enjoy that coveted vacation. Best passport organization for families traveling internationally. So I don't know if this is the best, but this is what we do. I have a pouch that I keep all 6 passports in, along with our boarding passes, luggage tag receipts, everything just in that, because one person can hand all of the passports to border control when you go up to the border control. And so I just keep them all, even Scott's, I just keep them all together in this little pouch. Then when we get to the hotel, I can put the pouch in the safe at the hotel so that they're all in one piece. I think that's the one thing that I'm always checking and I'm always counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Kind of like little heads when I'm walking through the airport too. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Everybody's here. But keeping those passports. And I'll talk about something you can do to safe-proof passports as well. Another thing, just FYI, the last time I was in Amsterdam, this is a change since we went this summer, is now Americans can use the electronic border control. They look like little stalls and you stick your passport in this little machine and it scans it and then it lets you through. Now Americans can do that if they're over 18. If you're traveling with kids, you still have to stand in the border control line, but it moves pretty swiftly. So I would say other countries moves even faster than ours, but don't tell anybody I said that. Okay, how far in advance do you start planning a trip? Okay, so I'll tell you, the last 2 trips I planned was going to see my sister right after she had the twins, and I also planned, we're going on spring break, and then I also planned our European trip. I would say I wish I had started planning our European trip a little sooner. We kind of waited because we needed to know what the kids' schedule is, and that kind of hindered where we could stay as a large family. So my advice to you is to plan as far out as you feel comfortable and book accommodations and airline reservations earlier than later. I'll give you a tip, like I booked my flights to see my sister after the twins were born. I just wanted to make sure they weren't going to be in the NICU and I wasn't going to be more of a nuisance than a help. So I waited until about a month prior and I paid double what I would have paid 4 to 6 months in advance. So just an FYI, earlier the better. And I'll talk about that in a minute because lots of you wanted to know how to get the best prices on airline reservations. So I'll give you some of those. But I would say just plan in advance. And if you're traveling overseas, this is where it's helpful to have a travel agent because some countries do require travel visas. China required a travel visa. We have one for 10 years, so we can go back. Places like Europe generally don't, as long as you're traveling for a short stint. But that's why it's helpful for like guided tours and things. A simple Google search will help you figure out if you need that. Okay, how do you pack efficiently for international travel? Well, here's what I usually do for all trips. I pack a capsule wardrobe, which really just means clothings that can be mixed and matched to create various outfits for your trip. The idea is to select versatile pieces that coordinate well with each other, allowing you to pack fewer items while still having a range of outfit options. So basically what I do when I pack is I lay out all my clothes. I love stripes, I love florals, I love solids, so I kind of just lay them out, and then I try to pick shoes that can coordinate with everything because shoes are the biggest offender for weight when it comes to packing. They're just bulky. They take up a lot of room. I try to pack a jacket that pairs with a lot of things, sweaters that are kind of neutral that pair with a lot of things, and then I let my tops, like stripes and things, you know, that way I can still have some really cute outfits, but everything coordinates and mixes and matches. That really helps me pack lighter and more efficiently. I do the same thing with my kids because, you know, something gets spilled and then, you know, everything still coordinates. So I will share more about packing process in our brand new digital course, Simplify This in 20-ish Minutes, Packing and Travel Edition. And like I said, all the information for that new course is in the show notes. So make sure you grab that. The other thing I also suggest is a packing list. I talk about this in our course. It is easy to overpack if you don't have a list of essentials. If you're just grabbing willy-nilly and like piling it all in with no thought and intention, it's really easy to overpack. So I would also suggest grabbing a free packing travel checklist, which by the way, we have at simplepurposeliving.com/travel. One of the biggest pitfalls that I see when coming to packing is that you don't use a travel checklist and you forget something important. I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, this has happened to us. We've forgotten socks. We've forgotten swimsuits. We've forgotten underwear. And some of that is just a really hard thing to find when you're traveling someplace. So travel checklist all the way, even if it's just to like double check that you have everything. Okay, how do you get the best price for flights? Okay, here's the number one. Be flexible with your travel dates. We were going to fly out on Friday to Europe this summer, but saved $500 per ticket by flying out on Monday. I used the website Kayak. There's other ones like it to start our search. So they basically, Kayak checks all the major websites, all the airplane websites to figure out the best prices for the dates you're going to fly out. And you can even check a little toggle bar that says plus or minus 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. And I always do that just to see, like, is there a big difference in those days? Because then you can kind of adjust your dates of travel accordingly. And sometimes we also consider traveling to alternate airports. So we live in Des Moines. It's not a hub. So sometimes it's worth it for us to fly or to drive to Minneapolis, which is a Delta hub, to save a little money. But you do have to consider, like, are you going to need to spend the night in a hotel? What's the gas? What's the parking? So always consider that as well, if it's worth your while to do that. But some years for us, it has been spring break, especially we can save. Last year, we saved over $1,000 by driving to Minneapolis and flying out. Plus it was a direct flight. So that was really helpful. I know your time is precious, so I try to keep these podcasts to 20-ish minutes long to value your time and energy. So stay tuned for part two next week, where we'll continue to tackle packing hacks, airport navigation, and keeping the little ones entertained. Until then, make sure you grab your free travel checklist at www.simplepurposefulliving.com/travel. And until then, happy travels. Thanks for tuning in to the Simple Purposeful Living podcast. If you like this episode, it would mean so much if you'd share it with a friend or leave a quick rating and review so others can find our show. Until next time, you can find me at Simple Purposeful Living on Instagram and Facebook for some more encouragement and practical tips. You get one life, so let's enjoy it on purpose. Until next time, bye.